As monuments come down around the country, a group in Louisville, Kentucky is working on putting one up. It's a memorial dedicated to Black people whose names have been lost to history. WFPL's Stephanie Wolf reports.
Poet and author Hannah Drake stands near the banks of the Ohio River, looking from Kentucky across to southern Indiana. Drake, who is Black, thinks about the enslaved people who stood here more than a century ago.
You wonder, well, what did they do when they weren't working tobacco fields or hemp fields? When they wanted to escape to Indiana, what were they dreaming about?
Kentucky claimed neutrality during the Civil War, but it was a slave state, and on the other side of the river was essentially freedom.
And it's just right there. You can see it. And if you just get across, then hopefully your entire life could be different.
Nearby is a stretch of grass shaded by trees, the future site of a public art piece, a monument to Black people who were enslaved. It's part of something called the Unknown Project, from Louisville artist-run nonprofit IdeasX Lab, where Drake works. The memorial will start as a path of carved or cast footprints that will lead people from nearby history museums to the river, where there will be limestone benches and then more footprints leading to the river's edge.
We wanted people to come here and sit and just acknowledge some things. And if you sit on the bench for 5 minutes or you sit on the bench for 5 hours, I think seeing it will stir up something. That's my hope.
Drake says the project has many influences, including a visit to the National Lynching Memorial in Alabama. The site includes more than 800 6-foot-tall hanging beams inscribed with names of lynching victims.
But on these pillars, they also stamp the word unknown. So there are people that were lynched that they just don't know the names of them. It just broke my heart. Like, how could someone be here and be somebody knew them?
She also visited former plantations in Kentucky and Mississippi.
Sadly, it's always the same story. We don't have their names, or their names weren't written down as a name. They were a property, so they were written down as a thing. So this is not Hannah. This is a Negro girl.
The Unknown Project is for all of them.
This was our way to say, we acknowledge that you were here, you existed, and we recognize that.
It's also for enslaved people whose names might be known, but their stories aren't. Like Lucy and Thornton Blackburn. They escaped from Kentucky by way of the Ohio River and went on to build a successful taxicab business in Canada. Rachel Platt is with Louisville's Fraser History Museum, one of several partners on the Unknown Project. She says she only recently learned about the Blackburns.
How do we not know their story? What other stories are out there? And what are we missing as part of our history that we don't know about?
It was Platt who reached out to Hannah Drake in IdeasX Lab about the Blackburns. Drake said she'd never heard about them before, and in reading more about them, she came across the following phrase: anything else about them is virtually unknown. There was that word again, unknown. Drake says everything kind of clicked together then. The project has been in the works for more than a year, but there's added resonance at this moment because of Breonna Taylor's death in Louisville.
I feel with Breonna Taylor and the whole Say Her Name campaign, it's the very same thing. That you have a young woman whose name would have surely been forgotten from history unless people started speaking her name over and over and over again.
The plan is to install the benches and the footprints of the Unknown Project along the Ohio River next year. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.